2009. Coming up over the next 70 minutes, the usual unpredictable mishmash of genres, but mainly encompassing house, progressive and trance. Gonna kick off with both tracks from the brand new Sebastian Leger single. First up is this, it's called Maggiorno, Turn It Up. We'll be right back. background, bit of a cheeky bootlegger put together by that man Sean Matiska. It's called Coconut Slip. Actually, the first track I played at Vanguard in Los Angeles last Saturday. Hi to all of you that were there. Really good night. Before that was Alex Kenji with Adelante, and before that was the second track from that Sebastian Leger EP. That one's called Majestic. Coming up next, a bit of JTech for you. This is called Nemesis. track in the background is Ben Preston with Elizabeth, new on Black Hole. Before that you heard a really cool track from Mike under his new alias Karamax, that's called Logic. Preceding that was a new remix of the classic Beautiful Things by Ann Dane, remixed by Gustav. In the background now, a remix I've been playing out for a while but somehow neglected to include in any podcast thus far. It's the rather massive Shane 54 and Mion mix of Andy Moore's Fake Awake. And after this, you're going to be hearing another record that anybody that's seen me recently would definitely have heard. It's the Filled Heads remix of Sia's Buttons. Turn it up.
I'm seeing ghosts in everything I do. call cannot be taken at the moment, so please leave your message after the tone.
Hi, guys. It's Laidback Luke on your voicemail. Hope you're well, mate. I just wanted to send you my new track. It's Laidback Luke. I need your loving. Was formerly known as a bootleg, and now we're going to release it on my own label, Mix Mash. So, yes, Laidback Luke, need your loving. Hope you'll enjoy. Take care. See you soon, mate. Bye.
Change your heart. Look around you. Change your heart, it will astound you. I need your loving like the
we'll be right back.
time for a quick musical recap. Track in the background is Rosie and the Goldbug with Heartbreak, remixed by some guy called Gareth Emery. I did actually intend to give you guys the first play of this one, but I have to admit, I think some geezer called Armin Van Buuren beat me to it earlier today. Before this, we had Laidback Luke on the phone. Big thanks to him. In the background now, a bit of a potent combination with Mr. Pitt and Jochen Miller getting in the studio together. Released on the ever-consistent High Contrast label, this one is called Perfect Chase. We'll be right back.
just lying on a feather now. I'm just flying across the ice filled glass empire. You can follow me.
Something I cobbled together in about half an hour the other day. Basically, a bit of a mashup between my own remix of Martin Roth and Alex Bartlett's track Off the World and the Land remix of the same track, kind of trying to take the best bits of both. Right now, I'm going to access the podcast inbox and see what you guys have been saying. First up, hi to Anton from Moscow, who says, thank you for the classy podcast. And we'd like to wish a good luck to everyone doing exams, especially those in the oil and gas department in the geology facility at Moscow State University. David from Singapore wants to shout out Paul, Shane and Matt, who are all there at Zouk recently at the front all night, there for both encores. One of those nights where I just couldn't stop playing, the crowd wouldn't let me go home. Absolutely loved it. You guys rock. James West in Vancouver wants to shout out Tyrell Schneider for his shout the other week. Wants to say thanks to him for that. It means the world. Stuart, the Green Monster Murray, would like to shout out Big Al and Cheese Analog. And Philip from South Africa would like to send lots of love to his wonderful girlfriend Adele, who apparently can drive a little bit crazily when listening to the show, which can be somewhat worrying given the roads in South Africa. Linda, a French teacher from Florida, listens to the show whilst running but also spreads the word, getting her students into trance. Thank you. Stephanie from Calgary loves the variety of genres in the show and says that she really enjoyed the recent party I was playing at in Calgary. Me too. Fahim from Denmark writes to say he does enjoy the occasional alternative record, but the Japanese pop stars track last week was nothing more than 3 minutes of noise, a horrible selection. That's kind of funny because I think it actually went down quite well on our podcast message board. So Fahim, I think you should head over there, make your voice heard. Finally, going to shout out Sai from uni in Preston, who writes to say he can't wait for next week's podcast party and asked if there's anywhere out there where his mate can get a ticket. Well, actually, we sold out 6 weeks in advance, which is good, but kind of makes me think we probably should have a bigger club next time. We've got a thread up on our message board at garethemery.com/forum, where we kind of invite anybody who can't make it to resell their ticket to a grateful recipient. So I guess just keep an eye on there. Do keep your emails coming. I do read them all, even though I can't read them all out. The address is podcast@garethemery.com. In the background, a bit of a nasty track coming up from Dave Shaman. It's called Overload. Track in the background is Simon Patterson with Thump. Before this you heard the rather tasty Schumann and Kloss with Shabuka, that's on Germany's Euphonic label. Next party you can catch me at 23rd of January, next Friday. It's the Gareth Emery Manchester Podcast Party with Lange, Cosmic Gate, Jerome Ismai and Activa. If you don't have a ticket already, I'm afraid you can't buy one because it is totally sold out. But if you are one of the lucky few to have one, I'm going to see you there. It's going to be good. Always good to hear what you think of the podcast, so if you get a chance, come and leave us a review over at garethemery.com/forums. That's pretty much it for me for this fortnight. In the background, I'm going to leave you with Sean Tyus with Melbourne. Episode 71 is going to be dropping in 2 weeks, where we're going to be bringing you a selection of live sets from Manchester's party. Until then, have a superb 2 weeks, take it easy, and I will catch you soon. Ciao!